This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At midnight tonight, Pacific Gas and Electric, the biggest utility in the state of California, gets out from under 5 years of federal probation. It landed there as a result of its culpability in a gas pipeline explosion that killed 8 people a decade ago. But the thing is that even while on probation, the company violated the terms of it to not commit more crimes more than once. That term was violated. It pleaded guilty to 84 counts of manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire. I'm sure you heard of that. That was started by PG&E Power Lines. It's being criminally prosecuted right now into other fires. More charges are in the offing. And that gets us to the point. What does it take exactly to hold a company accountable? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has been covering the PG&E story for years.
Odds are good you've heard about the legal concept that corporations are people. But Sandra Waduck of Boston College's Carroll School of Management says U.S. law shields corporations from a lot of the stuff actual people have to deal with.
The problem is companies, they're not really human beings. They are comprised of human beings. People are making those decisions.
People in those companies can go to jail in theory, but she notes,
how often does that happen? Not very often, right?
Despite the rap sheet PG&E has racked up over the last several years, the U.S. attorney in San Francisco chose not to ask for an extension of its probation. That upset William Abrams, one of tens of thousands of Northern California fire survivors. He lost his home in 2017.
Every probation violation has caused additional harms to victims who are dependent on PG&E stock.
Dependent because fire victims now own a quarter of the company as part of a bankruptcy settlement. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 largely as a result of having caused all of those fires. Fire victims are frustrated with PG&E, but Siri Turgeson of Florida Atlantic University's College of Business says companies are under more scrutiny than they used to be.
I would like to think that issues that might have gone unnoticed decades ago would be addressed much sooner now.
PG&E has acknowledged that as a corporation, it has more work to do, but said it has become a fundamentally safer company during its probation. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.